Welcome to Popular Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of a popular Wikipedia page every day. With 291,123 views on Monday, the 5th of December 2022, our article of the day is Tammy Wynette. Tammy Wynette, born Virginia Wynette Pugh, May 5, 1942, April 6, 1998, was an American country music artist, as well as an actress and author. She is considered among the genre's most influential and successful artists. Wynette helped bring a woman's perspective to the male-dominated country music field that helped other women find representation in the genre. Her characteristic vocal delivery has been acclaimed by critics, journalists, and writers for conveying unique emotion. 20 of her singles topped the Billboard country chart during her career. Her signature song Stand By Your Man received both acclaim and criticism for its portrayal of women's loyalty towards their husbands. Wynette was born and raised in Itawamba County, Mississippi, by her mother, stepfather, and maternal grandparents. During childhood, Wynette picked cotton on her family's farm but also had aspirations of becoming a singer. She performed music through her teen years and married Yupel Bird at age 17. With several marital setbacks, Wynette enrolled in cosmetology school and later appeared on a local country music television program. Wynette then divorced and moved to Nashville, Tennessee, to pursue a country music career in 1965. She soon met her second husband, Don Chappell, and eventually signed with Epic Records. Under the production of Billy Sherrill, her first single was released in 1966 called Apartment No. 9. In 1967, she had her first commercial success with the single Your Good Girl's Gonna Go Bad. In the late 60s, Wynette's career further elevated with the number one Billboard country singles I Don't Wanna Play House, D.I.V.R.C. and the self-penned Stand By Your Man. As her career entered the 1970s, Wynette was among country music's most popular artists and regularly topped the charts. During the same time, she met and married fellow country artist George Jones. The pair had a recording career together that resulted in several number one country singles and a successful touring act. However, their relationship was tumultuous and they divorced in 1975. Wynette returned as a headlining solo performer following their separation. She also continued to have singles regularly make the upper reaches of the country charts into the 1980s. In 1991, Wynette had a commercial comeback with pop group The KLF and continued recording through the 1990s. During this time, she also acted on several television shows, including Capital, 1986. Wynette had several more high-profile relationships before marrying her final husband, George Ritchie, in 1978. Several intestinal health problems led to hospitalizations and addictions to prescription painkillers, the latter of which was said to have led to her death in 1998. Wynette has sold an estimated 30 million records worldwide. She has received 2 Grammy Awards, 3 Country Music Association Awards, and 2 Academy of Country Music Awards. Wynette was also among country music's first female performers to have disc certified gold and platinum by the Recording Industry Association of America. Her influence as a country music artist led to several inductions into music associations. This includes inductions into the Country Music Hall of Fame and the Nashville Songwriters Hall of Fame. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 1:26 UTC on Tuesday, the 6th of December 2022. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Tammy Wynette. This podcast is produced by Abels May Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTD Pod on Twitter. Abels May Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Kajal Neural. Thank you for listening to Popular Wiki of the Day.